Today I'm joined by the Head of Judicial Services at the Football Association, Mark Ives. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Today we're going to talk about the implementation of sin bins and how the pilot's progression and what's happening for next season. So, Mark, before we start, could you just give us a background about your role as Head of Judicial Services? What does that entail?
Sure. Well, in this context, I look after the disciplinary process and the judicial process across the game. Here, we're talking about grassroots level of the game, so I'm responsible for how discipline operates at county FA level, how they operate during the hearing process, how charges work, and in this particular context, how the use of temporary dismissals, which you and I know of sin bins, how that works across the game.
And so let's step back a couple of years, and can you give us a step into how temporary dismissals came about and the step up until now?
Sure. It all came about in March 2017. IFAB, the international board, contacted all national associations, so therefore the FA, and gave national associations the ability to use temporary dismissals, sin bins, for yellow cards, and whether or not we wanted to use them for all yellow cards, selected yellow cards, or no yellow cards at all. It came in quite late in the day. That's when IFAB had their meeting in the March. And if we wanted to implement something at grassroots level in England, we needed to move fairly quickly. We reacted quickly and decided we wanted to run a pilot across a select number of leagues, and decided we would want to use it for dissent, to see if we could do something about the level of dissent aimed at referees at that level of the game. Yeah, why dissent? We took the view, and I am a referee as well as being in the fortunate enough to do the role that I'm doing, and I've refereed at a senior level across the game, and what's clear is that dissent is the one caution offence that is a behavioural issue. It's not part and parcel of the game, and it shouldn't be part and parcel of the game. So we decided to see if we could reduce the level of dissent, and by reducing the level of dissent, improve the match experience, not only for referees, but for those people who just want to play football, who don't want to hear people having a voice there, the benefit of their opinion to referees. So if we could improve that, we improve the image of the game, we attract more referees, we keep more referees, and those games that currently don't have referees, perhaps some stage in the future they might do. And statistically, if you look at the amount of yellow cards we had across the game the season before this came in, 73,500 yellow cards at county FA level for simply disagreeing with the referee's decision, and that's not good. That's one in four yellow cards. That's poor.
Astonishing, really, yeah. And so you implemented a pilot for the first season, which has grown into the second season. How has the pilot been received by all the different stakeholders in the game?
Really important. We went out to invite leagues to come on board. Mm-hmm. And we had a number of leagues put their names forward, which was really encouraging. And we selected 31 of those leagues for the first year. And 31 leagues across the different levels of the game, adult, youth, male, female, Saturday, Sunday, because dissent means a different thing at different levels of the game. It's different in youth than it may be in the traditional male adult game, and might be more prevalent at that level. But we wanted to trial it across all levels of the game. We selected those 31 leagues, and it was really, really promising. The impact on that after a year was that across those leagues, when compared across the same leagues the previous year, comparing dissent with sin bins, there was a reduction of dissent by 38%.
Wow.
Not only was there a reduction of dissent, but there was also a reduction in sending off offences for both second cautionable offences and abusive, insulting, offensive language to a referee. Because quite often, as we know, something might start at a low-level dissent and then escalates to something further.
Yeah.
So it had an impact on those.
And so coming into the 2019-2020 season, you've made an announcement recently. So Talk us through that. What's
that? Yeah, we made an announcement following quite clearly the successful pilot. And it wasn't only successful statistically, it was successful on the feedback from those using it. So managers wanted to continue using it, players wanted to continue using it who had trialled it, mm-hmm. referees wanted to continue using it, despite some people having reservations.
Yeah.
And I suspect some of the people listening to this will have reservations about it. But we urge people to have an open mind, mm-hmm. see what it's like, and if after you've trialled it you still don't like it, then fair enough. But the whole purpose of the pilot was to see and evaluate what it actually meant, not only just statistically, but what it meant to the game as well. And that was really, really positive. And we got into a position where we were of the view that it would be a pilot for 1 year only.
Yeah.
Because if it's a major impact on the game, if we didn't know after 1 year whether we wanted to do it or not, mm-hmm. if we were umming and ahhing, then perhaps we shouldn't do it. But it was clear. And universally across all of those leagues, they wanted it yep. in permanently. So we decided to bring it in after the first year at grassroots level of the game,
yep.
Right the way across the board. And that now comes into play at the commencement of the 2019-20 season.
Yep.
So anything that the county FAs deal with, mm-hmm. They will be dealt with using the Simbin process. Mandatory for dissent.
And that's every league, no matter what?
Every league.
Okay, and cup competitions as well?
And cup competitions Brilliant. As well. IFAB's position was that it could be used at grassroots level of the mm-hmm. game. We've determined what that means. So any competition that meets the criteria for grassroots, they will be using Simbins.
Brilliant. So in terms of step, in England, is there a defined step
there
that's
is.
Going to go?
So in England, in the male game, we're talking about step 5 and below mm-hmm. of the National League system. In the women's game, we are currently needing that to be confirmed.
Sure.
It is certainly tier 5 of the women's pyramid, and there's a meeting to be held with the women's board to determine whether or not that will also fit into tiers 3 and 4.
Brilliant.
But that might be further news later on this month.
Yeah.
Actually, later on this month.
Brilliant. And then all of youth football, I'm assuming.
All of youth football across yep. the board, yeah.
Brilliant.
And our view on youth football, it's a really interesting one because statistically, our problem in youth football isn't the descent of the players. We all know that half of the problem in youth football, unfortunately, are, how shall I put it, over-enthusiastic parents or managers.
Mm-hmm.
Might be some more news coming around about how we deal with managers' enthusiasm shortly. But we took the view firmly that it's the right place for our young people of today who are going to be our adult players of tomorrow to learn the principles. So get it right in youth football, then that will follow through.
One of the early feedbacks from referees was considering a different colour for the card for a temporary dismissal. Has that been discussed or spoken about at all?
Of course. One of the things that we did during the first year of the pilot is we asked for feedback from all of those people that were using it in those 31 leagues. And we had some really encouraging feedback, but from some of the referees and some of the management, they talked about the use of a different colour card, normally a blue card,
mm-hmm.
and I think those of you that are aware in the small-sided game, people use a blue card and it works. And for some people, the viewpoint was the issue of a different colour card might be of help
mm-hmm.
In part of the communication process. I get that as a view. I equally see the other side of it. From our point, there has been no confusion
mm-hmm.
in relation to the use of the yellow card.
Yep.
It works. It is a yellow card offence, dissent. I get that viewpoint. And let's be honest, when people understand the law surrounding sin bins, if somebody gets issued a yellow card and you see that person walking off the field of play, you know that they've issued a sin bin.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit about the education and knowledge of it. But actually, even if we wanted to use a different colour card, it's outside of our gift. IFAB have made it clear at the moment it is a yellow card offence and it will go with a yellow card. We have contacted IFAB to give them the feedback of some people within the pilots. I fed that back to IFAB. But in fairness to IFAB, they've got the responsibility across all countries who are using it, and I'm sure they'll take our viewpoints on board along with the viewpoints of every other nation that is using it. So we need to respect that. So at the moment, and for the foreseeable future, it is the issue of a yellow card, but I can give people confidence it hasn't caused an issue.
Yeah, brilliant. It's definitely not caused an issue in my games, which is great. Final question, and this will be one that other people have talked about in the past, whether that's referees or even players, etc., is do you see that this going higher up the ladder in the future? You mentioned IFAB. It's all to do with IFAB and their determination that it's for grassroots football. Do you gut feel or do you think that this could be something in the future that comes into a professional game?
I don't think you can ever say never. For sure, the game at the higher echelons are looking at this with interest. I've been asked for feedback on how it's gone. I've only ever heard positive talk about it. But we have to come back to the position as to what is our power, what's our authority. And our authority at the moment is at the grassroots level of the game. But if we work together and make sure this is a success and it gives a really good impression on the game, and it's been a really positive start with the 38% reduction in dissent, then it's going to be encouraging for other people to use it. At the moment, even if the professional level of the game wanted to use it, then we can't.
Because it's
until
the laws
it's contrary to the laws of the game, and we have to follow the laws of the game. But equally, we would give that feedback back to IFAB. So it's a huge step.
Yeah.
Let's not underplay it and undersell it. It's probably one of the biggest changes to grassroots football in the discipline field. Since moving away from the old time-based discipline to match-based discipline. Mm-hmm. And some people thought that would never happen. So it's a fantastic issue that we are resolving and attempting to resolve together in reducing the level of abuse and dissent towards referees. Make that work, then the rest of the game's going to look at it and listen to it.
So, Mark, is there anything coming up next season in terms of new law changes that are going to impact on discipline as well?
There's one really interesting aspect, and I often smile on this point that only too often, and we've heard it when we've been dealing with the sin bin issue, or this needs to be started at the top, etc., etc. There is something coming in that actually has been trialled at the top, and that is the issue what we've become known as stage one warnings. That's the issue of yellow and red cards to management and technical area staff, where that has been used in the EFL and the National League, and equally in the Premier League without the issue of the card, but the process of dealing with continual misconduct of a low level of technical area staff. So that's red and yellow cards for non-playing staff. That's coming in now as part of the IFAB law amendments right the way across the game. Worth noting that that was first brought in at the higher echelons of the game.
Definitely.
For some people who say, why didn't we try it higher up? We have, and it works. That's now coming in right the way across the game. Now, I touched on earlier about the some areas of abuse towards referees sometimes happens from those non-playing members, particularly in youth football. We now have the ability to deal with that. So how that will work is similar to the red and yellow card for players, and there will be an accumulation piece for managers. So a manager gets four yellow cards, they will then be facing a ban.
Interesting.
They get a red card, they will also face a ban, and it will go through the misconduct process as normal. But that again, from feedback of other countries that have used it, and piloted it lower down the game. That has been a really, really good tool for referees to help maintain control. So there'll be more stuff come out about that,
sure.
and we can talk about that at another time in the future.
Excellent. Mark, thanks so much for giving us your time and talking about this. I've been on a pilot league for Simbins this year, and it's definitely given me an extra tool to help manage players, which is great, and it's definitely worked in my game. So appreciate all the work you're doing. Thank you very much, and we'll speak soon, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I too have used it on competitions, and the one thing you'll relate to this, the one thing you can certainly tell, the temperature of the game towards the match referee in a league that is using sin bins compared to one that isn't.
Yeah.
So the whole intention is to change behaviour. For me, I firmly believe this is a tool that can do that.
Yeah, me too. I agree.
Thank you.
Cheers.
This podcast was brought to you by Ref6, the smartwatch and mobile app for football referees. It helps you with timing, match administration, and performance tracking. Simply head over to the App Store or Google Play Store, search for Ref6, and download now.